Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 108 for Tuesday, October 20th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkinson. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was higher today with intermonth spreading a feature as participants were busy rolling their positions out of the front month. Canola was up by 60 cents to nearly $3 at the close of the November contract, 60 cents higher at $471.80 per ton. Gains in Chicago soy oil did account for some spillover buying interest in canola. Chart support also held to the downside as canola kept within its well-established range. The Canadian dollar was a bit firmer today, and that did put some pressure on the market. Rising production ideas for both U.S. soybeans and the Canadian canola crop were also a bit bearish. In addition to the spread trade, activity was busy in options as the November options are set to expire at the end of the week. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all higher. Soybeans up 3 to 5 cents, the November contract up 5 at $8.96 per bushel. Good export demand helped underpin that market today, with private exporters booking fresh sales of 132,000 tons to China this morning. Mounting dryness concerns in soybean-growing regions of Brazil were also supportive. However, the good U.S. harvest pace and rising yield projections did limit the upside. The U.S. harvest was 77% complete as of this past Sunday. That was in line with trade expectations, but well ahead of last year's level for this time. Corn, it's up 1 to 4 cents, the December contract up 4 at $3.77 per bushel. Corn hit some of its worst levels in 5 weeks yesterday, and today's turn higher was tied to speculative short covering. The advancing U.S. harvest at 59% complete did keep a lid on corn as newly harvested supplies become more readily available. Wheat, it's up 1 to 5 cents. The December contract in Chicago up 5 at $4.91 per bushel. Wheat was also due for a bit of a correction after yesterday's declines, and that likely accounted for today's gains. Weather-related production concerns in Australia and the Black Sea region also provided support, but poor export demand does remain a limiting factor in wheat. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, October 20th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkinson.